Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm producer Chris. Now, the world hasn't moved on much from April 2010 when Andy and John were talking about controversial religious leaders and Icelandic volcanoes. It's Bugle issue 111, some seriously bad poping.
Top story this week, OMG, what the hell are the Catholic Church doing?
John, I'm going to have to stop you here. That is not the most important story this week. The most important story is that Britain has been destroyed by a volcano. This nation is under a sea of magma, John. We can't move. I'm recording this deep in a bunker underneath the Times offices in Wapping in a heat-proof tank in case the lava flows from the volcano do submerge London. Last we heard they were heading down the M1, got stuck in a bit of traffic there.
Wow.
But, dark days, John. You're on the right side of the Atlantic. It's hard to see how anyone's going to survive.
I've got to say, when I woke up yesterday morning and turned on the news and saw headlines such as Europe crippled by volcano, I was expecting something a little more than Heathrow Airport shutting down. I was expecting to see you, frozen in ash, Pompeii-style, flipping the bird towards Iceland. But I've got to say, it was pretty amazing. Anyway, the picture's coming out of it. Let's make no bones about it, Andy. You are currently under volcano attack where you are. You're like Pierce Brosnan in the movie Dante's Peak. It's Andy versus the volcano. How is your fight going?
Well, it's going pretty well, John. I mean, as far as I can tell, the volcano is steering well clear of me because although all the flights have been grounded in Britain, you know, I've looked in the sky and I can't see any volcano up there. There's supposed to be loads of volcano ash, but it was... I think it's heard about my reputation as a volcano fighter.
Right, that's probably true. It's mainly intimidation that you need.
Yeah, well, it's from about that time that I went on a school trip to Naples and, you know, basically turned Vesuvius inside out.
There was a British woman at the hotel I was staying at last night who was clearly supposed to be going home. And who was whining into her phone at her husband in the UK saying, "Oh, I don't know why they've bloody cancelled it. Something about volcanic ash." How jaded have you become when volcanic ash interferes with the smooth running of your day? You cannot just shrug it off so dismissively. "Oh, I'm sorry that your pilot was not willing to fly through a volcanic cloud just to get you to London on time. I hope he's ashamed of himself." You can't be cynical about a volcano, Andy. Volcanoes are amazing.
But the problem is, John, you know, we've got a general election here coming up, as you know, in a few weeks' time, and none of the major parties have really said that they're going to ban volcanoes to stop this kind of incident crippling right. This nation again. You know, I think it's about time they address the real issues instead of talking about tax all the time. The entire population, actually, is heading for the high ground and sacrificing animals to the ancient Roman god Vulcan, just in case.
Well, Andy, I'm just glad that you're alive and you haven't had your ankles melted off. So let's go to the top story, the Catholic Church! And interestingly, the volcano is blowing towards Italy, Andy, and it could be that even the Earth's core is angry with the Vatican this week. It's the equivalent of spitting in its face. This is not an easy time to be a Catholic.
Interesting, because when they do the smoke thing, don't they? When the
yeah, exactly.
So maybe this volcano is basically saying resign, new resign,
new pope, please. I think I've made my point. There really hasn't been a harder time to be a Catholic, Andy, since the Romans routinely used them as lion treats. Apparently they were delicious, tasted a bit of tuna. You can make a lion roll over and beg for one if you use them as a reward. Not that there's ever, honestly, really been a particularly easy time to be a Catholic. Their entire life is built upon a foundation of unremitting guilt. But usually that guilt is self-imposed and basically unnecessary. At least time they really have something to be guilty about. Although the new scandals need not test the faith in God of devout Catholics, their faith in their own church as an institution is in need of some serious structural repair over the last month. New documents have further linked the Pope to the massive cover-up of child abuse in the Catholic Church. This time his signature is on a letter denying the excommunication of a paedophile priest and asking for the good of the church to be taken into consideration before making any similar decisions. It's hard to know how to even approach reacting to news like this, Andy. You can put your head underwater in the bath and scream at the top of your lungs. You can set up an elaborate mechanism that results in a foam sledgehammer swinging from the ceiling and smashing you in the balls. You could even train a seal to slap you repeatedly across the face. But to be honest, none of it is going to make you feel any better. To put it in the mildest, most respectful terms possible, that is some low-grade poping, Andy. Low-grade!
Yeah, I mean, some senior Catholics have called for stronger action from the Pope, including sweeping reforms. Reforms that really address certain fundamental issues of Catholicism, including asking priests not to abuse children. But that seems to be a step too far, John.
But
a step too far.
Spare a thought for the many priests, in fact, the most priests, who have not been abusing children all this time. They have been betrayed too. In fact, feelings are running so high among priests that one US priest has even called for the Pope to resign. Now, obviously, the chances of this happening are absolutely zero. A Pope hasn't resigned since Celestine V, who resigned because he didn't really want to be Pope anymore. Nothing more complicated than that, just reaching the head of the Catholic Church, getting the job of being God's messenger upon earth and thinking, not for me, this. Not for me.
It's like the
turns out this isn't really my thing.
It's like the Bjorn Borg of
exactly.
Of
exactly. Getting there was the important thing. Once you're there, it's boring. In fact, Celestine was later placed by the poet Dante behind one of his gates of hell. That's just what happens to someone who merely doesn't really want to be Pope anymore, let alone someone who was complicit in a child molestation scandal. Now, another reason the Pope will not be resigning is, of course, the Pope's infallible. He's physically incapable of doing anything wrong, even if he tries really hard, which this time he clearly has. Only God can fire the Pope, Andy, by killing him. It's the ultimate way to be sacked. I think the only consolation for people hungry for justice at the moment is that the Pope as you alluded to, will probably not be able to win the next papal election. unless Ratzinger stages one of the most spectacular come-from-behind victories of all time. Something about incumbents, Andy, that the Vatican notoriously hates. Well, elsewhere amongst Catholics, the reaction has been a mixture of horror, deep sadness, with some absolutely unforgivable batshit craziness thrown in there too. Bill O'Donoghue, Andy, went on Larry King last week. Larry King, who, incidentally, is getting his 8th divorce, it's been announced this week, which must make the Pope very angry indeed. Much angrier, it seems, than the systemic problems his church has. And Bill O'Donoghue said this. He said, "You got to get your facts straight. I'm sorry if I'm the only one that's going to deal with facts tonight. So be it. The vast majority of the victims are post-pubescent. That's not paedophilia, buddy. That's homosexuality." Andy, I never thought it would be possible to say this sentence out loud, but you are making your child molestation scandal worse. The church is clearly going to have to make some rapid changes. Some argue they may need to take a serious look at their policy of enforcing celibacy on their priests. But again, that seems unlikely to happen. As Cardinal Bertone, the Vatican Secretary of State, said, many psychiatrists have demonstrated that there is no relationship between celibacy and paedophilia. But many others have demonstrated, I was told recently, that there is a relationship between homosexuality and paedophilia. F*** you! It's really not about Catholics, this, Andy. This is about some total arseholes who call themselves Catholic. What the f*** is wrong with them? They're just going to carry on doubling down on bigotry. Luckily, though, Andy, there is a good side right. to this. At least there's a glimmer of hope here, and that is that the Catholic Church have honourably been bold enough to enforce one major change, forgiving the Beatles. This week they announced in a press statement, "It's true, the Beatles took drugs, swept up by their success. They lived dissolute and uninhibited lives. They even said they were more famous than Jesus. But listening to their songs, all of this seems distant and meaningless. Their beautiful melodies, which change forever pop music and still give us emotions, live on like precious jewels." That's lovely. Now deal with your f***ing paedophile problem.
I think they're overrating it a bit as well, you know. It's not exactly Mozart. More of a Stones fan myself, but then I guess I'm Jewish. I know that.
Where's the link there, Andy? Where's the link there?
Well, I don't know. I know most. I mean, their whole first album is basically klezmer music with a little bluesy tinge. He's 83 today, the Pope, as we record.
Oh, happy birthday.
Doesn't look a day older than 30. And what a figure. Sorry, I'm thinking of James Bond actress Eva Green, who isn't a day over 30. She, in fact, she's 81 days under 30. My mistake. Anyway, happy birthday, big guy. I hope you got the new cassock you wanted with built-in wireless.
Thanks for listening. More really sad stories tomorrow.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.